Vision OS 26 for Vision Pro. The big headlining thing here that we talked about last week was the new Persona that is far more realistic, has side profiles. But last week, I hadn't had the chance to try it. I tried it, Mayo, and I sent it to you, and I think the hype is real. The hype is warranted. It's really good.
It looks so much better.
It looks so much better. It looks so much better that I realized when I made my Persona, like, so you have Vision Pro. What Emily calls it when I take my Vision Pro off is I have Vision Pro hair. Like, it's all, like, the front of my hair is, like, kind of pushed down and a bit messier because I had the thing on my face. And when you're making a Persona, you have to take Vision Pro off and, like, hold it to look at yourself. You can see in my Persona that the front of my hair is, like, pushed down more than usual because I had just had Vision Pro on. Like, it is really good, really accurate. The side profiles are good. Unfortunately for me, it introduced a new problem. And if you've listened to any podcast with Mike Hurley, you know that he has suffered from this problem since Vision Pro was released. Vision OS 26 doesn't fix the problem for him. And in fact, it gives me the problem as well. And that's where my mouth doesn't move when I talk. Like, I'll be talking with my Persona and my mouth is just closed. Like, I'm sitting there in silence when actually I'm talking.
And you do have a beard.
Yes, that's
presumably why. You've had a beard before, right?
Yes, I've always had a beard since high school. So it's not like I grew a beard in between.
So odd that it worked before, but not now. Yeah. Because every other part of it looks so much better.
Yep.
And you can just tell they're just collecting more data and more quality so they can remove some of the tricks they were doing where they're kind of smearing like the top of the head and the sides, right? And you kind of felt like on the version, the original Personas, that they'd only really taken like a proper photo of like high detail of like your forehead down to your mouth, and everything else was kind of blurry and vignetted to try and hide it. But with this version, everything's in pretty sharp focus all the way down to like your shoulders. But yeah, if your mouth doesn't move, that's a problem.
I'm gonna try, because I reset it up a couple times because I was having some problems getting it to register, which it's a beta, it's to be expected. So I'm gonna try setting it up again and maybe trying to like angle it different so it can see my mouth more or something. I'm gonna play with it. And of course, it's beta 1, so hopefully it gets better. But yeah, it looks so good, but your mouth not moving when you talk is kind of a deal breaker. One of the other things in Vision OS 26 is eye scrolling. So you can look at the bottom corner of an app or a web page or whatever, and using just your eyes, it'll start scrolling down. I tried this, and the jury's still out. Because the problem that I was running into was that the eye scrolling feature itself works pretty good. It's pretty consistent. But the problem I was having is that it interferes with the close bar, the close button, and like the navigation bar at the bottom, the home indicator. I would be trying to close an app or move an app around, and the web, it would register as eye scrolling, right? It would start scrolling the web page, and that's not what I wanted to do. Those two interface elements just seem to overlap just a little bit too much. So I'm not quite sure if eye scrolling is something I'll keep enabled.
Because it's kind of like the window control is like middle bottom, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where you want to look to scroll the page down.
And also, if you're scrolling down a web page and you're trying to just kind of skim what's on that web page, you can't really have your eyes in two separate places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is another thing that's kind of annoying. If you want to skim a web page or skim a note or whatever, you're better off just doing the normal flick gesture. I'm not sure the trade-off is worth it there with a harder-to-use app bar and close button at the bottom. Don't know if eye scrolling is good enough or useful enough to justify that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to replace the flick gesture entirely, but there might be cases where it makes you like you just have your hands by on your lap or whatever, and less an article, which is like a load of text, but like blocks of content, right? Where maybe you've got like a grid and
yeah.
It's like you look down, you scroll to the next page of the grid, then you can look at everything on the page and you can go down again. So I think there's cases where it like, at least in theory, makes sense, but if it's clashing and conflicting with the window controls, that is an issue. I mean, maybe they could move the window controls, not from the middle.
Yeah.
That would be one attempt at fixing it. Because the resize control is the bottom corners, right?
Yes. That's just another area where it interferes.
Uh-huh. But maybe they could move the window controls to a corner, and then at least it wouldn't, that the bottom middle of the screen would be empty. Or maybe they just move the window controls down a bit more, or they move the eye region up a bit to compensate. Like, it feels solvable, that problem. But we'll see how it develops.
Some updates to FaceTime in VisionOS 26. You can now share your screen, and you can mirror your persona while on a FaceTime call, so you can see what you look like.
Yeah, and when you share your screen, you can share your, like, camera. So you can share, like, the pass-through that you're looking at. So it's like, I think they call it mirror your view, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a cool feature.
It seemed kind of like that's something they built more for the enterprise use case.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see it being useful if you're just on a FaceTime call. Because you're on a FaceTime call with somebody who's not on Vision Pro, they theoretically might want to see, like, the room around you. Like, if you're on a FaceTime call and you want to show... Like, if I was on a FaceTime call with Emily and I wanted to show her the dogs or something, I guess I could now do that in Vision Pro.
I mean, we've had FaceTime calls where I, like, show you something on my desk, right? Like,
yeah, that too.
I could have done that in the headset and, you know, I'm a persona character, but I can then just show you what I'm looking at in the real world. I think there's reasons for it. It's just a continuing evolution where VisionOS 1.0, no app is allowed to use the pass-through camera and actually do anything with it, right? Like, they completely banned it. Then every year, they're like, well, now maybe enterprises can apply to do it and special apps can do it and now FaceTime can do it. They're getting closer to just making it open access or making it like a privileged API where you have to like approve it for privacy reasons. But I feel like that's the direction they have to go in. But for VisionOS 1, they were like, no, we're not letting anybody see your outside view. But now they're slowly reeling that in, which I felt was kind of inevitable.
What else? Last week, we were talking about how exactly you would lock an app to your wall or your location in Vision Pro. And now we've learned that you just long press on the home indicator at the bottom, and there's a new lock app to location. This ties into the ability for Vision Pro to remember your windowing setup and remember your widgets, even when you leave a room and come back, take your Vision Pro off, put it back on when you reboot the Vision Pro. And in a similar vein, I tried the widgets in VisionOS 26 Mayo. They are really, really good. The depth is just incredible. The ability to customize the color of the frames around the widgets is so cool. I think probably the standout feature for me of VisionOS 26, especially the music app, has a really cool widget where it like creates like a poster kind of your favorite artist or your favorite album or whatever. So I can like be in Vision Pro and have a Coldplay poster pinned to the wall next to me. Very cool.
Yeah, the widgets thing looks really impressive.
Didn't you say that that's the first time you've been like, oh, kind of wish I had a Vision Pro?
It definitely gave me that pang, yeah. I was like, ooh, that is pretty slick.
90 hertz hand tracking in VisionOS 26. Mayo, can you remind us of what it was before? Because it was 90 hertz most of the time before, right?
I don't think so. I think it was either 30 or 60 before. And it was behind what other, like the Quest headset was 90 hertz. And if you're doing some sort of games and stuff where there's quick motion and quick movement and precise inputs in terms of the hand fingers moving around, mm-hmm. that was a problem. Whereas now it's 90 hertz all the time. You're not going to notice it in a lot of places because you haven't noticed it before, right? I'm pretty sure it was 60 hertz everywhere before.
Yes, yeah, you're right. 60, not 90.
Yeah.
So 90 hertz for hand tracking everywhere all the time.
Yeah, and I don't think it affects the cutout for like pass through, but like it, the system will be able to report to the apps. It knows where your hand poses on a 90 hertz refresh, which for all of the stuff that Vision Pro was technically superior at compared to like the Quest headset, you know, eye tracking, for instance, the hand tracking was laggier just because it only refreshed at 60, not 90. But they've closed that. They've closed the gap in VisionOS 26.
Two features related to your iPhone in VisionOS 26. You can now unlock your iPhone when you're wearing your Vision Pro. So before, if you looked at your iPhone through pass-through, Face ID just didn't work. It couldn't see your face, couldn't see your eyes, so you had to type in your passcode. Now if you're wearing Vision Pro and you look down at your iPhone, it can unlock because it knows you're wearing Vision Pro. And your iPhone can now break through when in an environment. So you're fully immersed somewhere on Vision Pro. You look down, your iPhone will break through and pass through, and you can see it and interact with it without fully leaving the environment. Two features that are very useful, I think.
Yeah, that's clever.
And I've gotten the iPhone unlocked feature to work, but I haven't been able to get the breakthrough feature to work when in an environment. I think it's just a bug because there's a YouTube video showing it off, showing that it does work in beta 1. So I'll have to play around with it more. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden, the trusted solution for password, passkey, and secrets management. Bitwarden helps individuals and businesses take control of their digital security with tools that make managing strong, unique credentials simple across all devices. That includes desktop, browser, iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With features like end-to-end encryption, secure autofill, and enterprise SSO, Bitwarden protects you from phishing attacks and data breaches. Over 55% of people have abandoned logging into accounts because they forgot a password, and 60% say managing passwords is stressful. Bitwarden makes it easy with options like biometric unlock, password sharing, and the ability to manage logins, identities, and payment info across platforms. It even supports passkeys and secure sharing, all with zero-knowledge encryption. Check it out at the link in the show notes or at bitwarden.com. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. And then, also related to Vision Pro, the first third-party Apple immersive video coming to Vision Pro. It'll bring viewers into the world of Moto GP racing, which is something that I have never heard of. And it's the first third-party studio production in Apple's immersive video format and filmed entirely with Blackmagic's immersive camera system. This is something that I asked Apple about immediately after my first Vision Pro demo at WWDC 23. I said, the immersive content, is the idea that Apple will be the one making all of it, or do you hope that third parties will also make it? And at the time they said, we want to work with third parties, but the hardware to make it was highly specific and highly unique to Apple. But in the intervening 18 months since Apple Vision Pro was released, we've seen the dedicated hardware from Blackmagic. We've seen video editors specifically meant to edit immersive video. And this is our first example of somebody other than Apple making immersive video for Vision Pro. Hopefully the start of much more to come.
Yeah, I don't know if it gets distributed through the TV app.
That's what I was wondering.
It's unclear. This is from Canal Plus, which does have a close relationship with Apple because they have this is the French company, right? They're like AT&T, but in France, I believe. So if you're a Canal Plus subscriber in France, you get like all the Apple TV Plus content for free, including inside the Canal Plus app. Like, you don't have to use the TV app, but they're saying they're going to produce this MotoGP documentary for later this year in immersive video. But it wasn't clear to me how it's going to be distributed. Is it through the Apple TV app still, or can Canal Plus present it through their own app? I wasn't sure.
Here's your answer. French viewers will be able to access the documentary through the Canal Plus app on Vision Pro with an active Canal Plus subscription. International audiences outside of France will receive free access through Moto GP.
So three separate apps, yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, hopefully the start of more to come.
And just while we're mentioning immersive video, literally today Apple dropped another installment in the F1 movie marketing blitz. There's a hot lap where you can go in immersively. It's like a run around a track in the car that they use in the film with Brad Pitt in the driving seat, and you can do a immersive hot lap in your Vision Pro headset. So they are, say what you want, like, they are bringing out new immersive content on a much more regular basis than they used to, for sure. We still need more, but it feels now like monthly rather than before it was like quarterly, you know. So good job on them for that.